Morning Watch, Philippians, Week 6, Taking Christ as Our Power and Secret, Philippians 4, verses 1 through 23. Tuesday, Philippians 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Related verses. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge to us. Selah. 1 Samuel 1, verse 11. And she made a vow and said, O Jehovah of hosts, if you will indeed look upon the affliction of your female servant, and remember me and not forget your female servant, but give to your female servant a male child, then I will give him to Jehovah for all the days of his life, and no razor will come upon his head. Exodus 15, verse 25a. And he cried out to Jehovah, and Jehovah showed him a tree, and he cast it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. Ephesians 6, verses 17 and 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 23 and 24. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 4, verse 4. Note 1 on rejoice. Rejoicing affords us the strength for the oneness spoken of in verses 2 and 3. Furthermore, rejoicing in the Lord is the secret of having the excellent virtues listed in verses 5 to 9. Philippians 4, verse 5, note 1 on let. The apostle's charge in verses 5 through 9 should be the outward expression of the inner reality of the experience of Christ spoken of by him in chapters 1 through 3. Philippians 4, verse 5, note 2 on forbearance. That is, reasonableness, considerateness, and consideration in dealing with others, not being strict in claiming one's legal rights. It is in contrast to selfish ambition and vainglory, and to murmurings and reasonings. It is Christ himself as an excellent virtue lived out of the believers. Philippians 4, verse 5, note 3 on near. Near in space and time. With respect to space, the Lord is near us, ready to help. With regard to time, the Lord is at hand, coming soon. Philippians 4, verse 6, note 1 on B. That is, worry. Anxiety coming from Satan is the sum total of human life and disturbs the believer's life of living Christ. Forbearance coming from God is the sum total of a life that lives Christ. The two are opposites. Philippians 4, verse 6, note 2 on prayer. Prayer is general, having worship and fellowship as its essence. Petition is special, being for particular needs. Philippians 4, verse 6, note 3 on with. not and but with. Both our prayer and our petition should be accompanied by our giving thanks to the Lord. Philippians 4, verse 6, note 4 on 2. The Greek word is often translated with. It denotes motion toward in the sense of a living union and communion, implying fellowship. Hence, the sense of to God here is in the fellowship with God. Philippians 4, verse 7, note 1 on peace. The result of practicing fellowship with God in prayer is that we enjoy the peace of God. The peace of God is actually God as peace infused into us through our fellowship with Him by prayer, as the counterpoise to troubles and the antidote to anxiety. Philippians 4, verse 7, note 2 on guard, or mount guard over. The God of peace patrols before our hearts and thoughts in Christ, keeping us calm and tranquil. Philippians 4, verse 7, note 3 on hearts. The heart is the source, the thoughts are the issue. Portions from the Life Study Messages. This portion of Philippians presents the expression of a life that lives Christ, a life that takes Christ as the pattern and counts all things refuse in order to gain more of Christ. The first aspect of the expression of a life that lives Christ is forbearance. In verse 6, we see that a second aspect is the absence of anxiety. In a life that lives Christ, there will be forbearance, but no anxiety, no worry. Paul considers forbearance and the lack of anxiety as the first two aspects of the expression of a life that lives Christ. Compared with what Paul has already covered, forbearance seems to be a secondary matter. However, in a very practical way, forbearance is a test of whether or not we live Christ. Verse 6 says, "In nothing be anxious." Often when we hear bad news, we worry and fall into anxiety. Anxiety undermines the living of Christ. Instead of being anxious, in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, we should make our requests known to God. Then the peace of God will guard our hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. The peace of God saves us from worry and anxiety. Paul's word here proves that our interpretation of these verses according to our experience is correct. Being free from anxiety is for the purpose of keeping us calm and tranquil.